Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. St. Louis singer Aaron Bodie has a new album of songs, classic songs that she has loved for years. The new album is Here and Now, and she calls it a passion project. She sat down with contributor Steve Potter to explain why.
Where has the time all gone to?
That's Some Other Time from Aaron Bodie's new CD, Here and Now. Aaron, welcome back to St. Louis Public Radio.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Congratulations on your new album. I think, would this be your seventh?
Or eighth. I can't.
Depending on how you count it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm starting to lose track. That's a good thing.
I think it sort of all began for you, didn't it, professionally about 15 years ago?
Around that time, yeah. I think I started my very first group around 15 years ago.
Back when you were still at Webster, it had been the Aaron Bodie Trio. How many formations of that group have there been?
Well, I guess maybe three or four now. Yeah, with a few different members here and there. But I've been working with my husband, Sid, for 12 years now.
Sid Rodman.
So, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This really has a different feel to it. I mean, I can hear on some of the cuts, I can hear the Aaron Bodie that I know, but some new sounds to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of wanted to do something a little bit different, but also some of the things that people had been asking to hear from us. We've been getting requests for a few years now to do another record of standards, which kind of goes back to the first album that I made, Don't Take Your Time, on the Max Jazz label. And so I had kind of this accumulated list of standards that I'd been, you know, gathering over the years. And so I definitely wanted to include them on this recording, and then a few others that I just came across in the last couple of years.
Also, in Here and Now, you have the music of Frank Lesser, Irving Berlin, George Gershwin. Did this music have some sort of meaning to you specifically? Do you have a tie to this music somehow?
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, a lot of times records that contain standards will have many, many love songs. But these songs are, I think, a little bit deeper. They kind of and not that love isn't deep, but they kind of talk about the other parts of life, like I said, you know, where you just wishing you had more time to be with the ones you love, and thinking about some of your regrets and the things that you wish you'd done differently. And I just think these songs discuss a few different things.
Can I ask you what you wish you'd done differently, or maybe I shouldn't?
Well, I think, for example, the song These Days, which is the first track on the recording, it's kind of a classic song about, you know, regrets and things like that. And it's kind of an ironic song because Jackson Browne wrote it when he was 16 years old. So what did he know about regrets, right? But it's very profound, and it's one of my favorites off the record.
Let's hear that one. This is These Days, Jackson Browne, which he wrote, I guess, in 1973.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you, and all the times I had the chance to.
We're talking to Aaron Bodie about her new CD, Here and Now. That is These Days. And that was arranged, you mentioned your husband, Sid Rodway, he arranged that. And I think a couple of others on this, right?
Well, that's the only one he arranged on this recording, but he does a lot of arranging for us in our group.
Of course, course, he's also affiliated with the 442s that you work with from time to time. Are you still doing that?
Yes. Yeah, I was very, very pleased to be part of their new recording that they just came out with a few weeks back. And I got to sing one song on the recording, and then, of course, I got to sing on their CD release event, which was wonderful.
So the song we just heard, These Days, Thinking About Things I Forgot to Do for You.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the theme is sort of kind of, you're kind of reflecting or looking back on life somewhat.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. And I think, you know, I've always been kind of grateful for getting a little bit older. I'm not one of those people who really wishes that I was still young.
I don't understand that.
I know, it seems unusual, but there are things that I see that are really positive about getting older, and I think the wisdom that comes with a little bit of age is something I really treasure.
I've got to ask you then, besides wisdom, name one other thing.
I think you just learn a lot as you get older. You don't make the same mistakes. If you can learn not to make the same mistakes twice, then you're making some progress, I think.
Yeah. You know, I noticed on your CD cover that you had a list of instruments, which was interesting, but it was also interesting because you put the dates that the instruments were made. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah.
Like, I think on the one we just heard, there was an 1869 cello and a 1934 Gibson. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of all that?
Well, you know, I worked with a really fantastic group of musicians to make this recording. Some new people for me that I'm very honored to have been able to work with and to meet. Our producer and bass player is Victor Krause, who, if you are familiar with Lyle Lovett or Bill Frisell, he's played many years with them. He's on tour right now with Lyle Lovett. And Matt Munisteri is this incredible guitar player. He lives in Brooklyn. And one of the first things that he told me when he agreed to do the recording was which guitar he was going to use and what year it was made. And it just kind of became this sort of collection of these beautiful instruments that we used for this recording. So we thought it would be nice to just kind of tell people a little bit about the instruments they were listening to. It's a little bit jazz and a little bit folk. That's kind of exactly what I asked for when I was looking for musicians and talking to people about the song selection that I had made, is that it's a little bit jazz and a little bit folk. And one of the reasons I wanted it to be a little bit of folk was the first person that agreed to be a part of this is one of my biggest idols. She's a singer named Suzanne Cox. And I met her a couple years ago online, but I'd heard her many years before and have been listening to her music for years. She's one of the singers who was featured in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love her singing. It's some of the best you'll ever hear. And I met her a couple years ago, and she said, well, when you record again, just let me know, and I'd love to be a part of it. So she's one of the singers on it, and so I wanted to make sure there were songs that...
Is it true that you met her online?
I did. I met her online.
That's
how people meet these days, right?
Oh, yeah, right. How'd that happen?
Well, I had been playing her music for some of my students. I have a few coaching students that I teach, and I would make them listen to her songs because of her phrasing and her style is just incredible. And I went looking for more of her music, and I found she had a Facebook page, and it was her personal page, and so I requested to be her friend. She agreed. We just started talking.
Tell me about But For Now, and there's a gentleman I'm not really familiar with, Bob Duro, is it?
Duro, yeah.
Duro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who's he?
Well, he's somebody that I have a couple of his albums, and I've been listening to him for a while. If you're familiar with the Schoolhouse Rock songs, he wrote a lot of those.
It's educational videos or
something? Yeah, for kids. And, you know, when I grew up, they were on TV on Saturday mornings. And he's just kind of a quirky songwriter. He was friends with a lot of some of my other favorite artists, like Blossom Dearie and Dave Frischberg and these guys who wrote really clever songs.
So But For Now, was this an educational video song?
It was not, however.
No, okay.
Yeah, he wrote a few more serious ones too, but this is a beautiful song.
Sure, I know you'd like to have me talk about my future and a million words or so to fill you in about my past. Have I sisters or a brother? When's my birthday? How's my mother? Well, my dear, in time, I'll answer all those things you ask. But for now, I'll just say I love you. Nothing more seems important somehow. And tomorrow, whatever, let me love you. Some fine day when we go walking, we'll take time for idle talking, sharing every feeling as we watch each other smile. I'll hold your hand, you'll hold my hand, we'll say things we never had planned, then we'll get to know each other in a little while. But for now, let me say I love you.
That's Aaron Bodie.
Later on.
But for now, I guess you're singing about a current relationship.
Yes.
Right? I love that. But for now, let me say that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Do each one of these songs, can you tie that to maybe a certain person in your life or something like that?
Yeah, or situations for sure. One of the other songs that has been one of my favorites for many years is a song by Ricky Lee Jones that we included on the album called On Saturday Afternoons in 1963, which is an unusual title. But when I was about 8 years old, one of my mom's sisters came for a visit, and she brought with her a whole bag full of 45s for my sister and me to listen to. And we just poured through them and loved them. We would listen to, you know, like Percy Sledge and the Beatles, and she had all these great records in there. And one of them was Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And the B-side of it was On Saturday Afternoons in 1963. And I would listen to it over and over. It's just kind of a mesmerizing song. And it's just sort of, it's an unusual one in that it's kind of like beautiful pictures from maybe her childhood or something. And it's not like a real cohesive story. It's just sort of like a painting, something that's a little more abstract. But the mood that it provides is one of my favorites of any song.
Well, I'm curious what you know about 1963, because I'm guessing you don't remember it.
I don't remember it. No, I don't. But since that doesn't seem to be as relevant in the song as just the images.
The most is you'll ever go is back where you used to know. If grown-ups could laugh this slow, whereas you watch the hours snow, years may go by. Years may go by. So hold on to your special friend. Here, you'll need something to keep her in. Now you stay inside this foolish grin. Though any day your secrets end, and then again, years may go by.
And we're talking to Aaron Bodie about her new CD, Here and Now. There are a couple of other ones I want to ask you about just real quickly that I liked a lot. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about them. I Hear Music.
Mm-hmm. I think that it just kind of, I think that it's sort of one of those songs that's a really positive reminder that music is everywhere. It's all around us, even you know, when you're not at a concert or something, or listening to the radio or listening to a record. It's everywhere. And I think this song so succinctly says that in just these sweet little phrases.
There's another one I really related to. Everything happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line in there, something like, you know, I plan to play golf today, so it rains. And it goes on and on with those kind of scenarios, right?
It's a great song. I've actually recorded, it's a song by Matt Dennis and Tom Adair. And I recorded on my very first album a song by Tom Adair and Matt Dennis. And this song is probably their most popular. But Frank Sinatra loved this song. He recorded it four different times over his career. And he even titled one of his albums after it. But it's just a really cute song.
I want to ask you one thing before you go, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, you performed a concert of something to do with the St. Louis Children's Hospital. And it was an event that I think began with a third grader.
Yeah. Yes. Well, his dad is one of the surgeons that was working with Caitlin Jackson, who we wrote The Space Between about several years ago. Uh-huh. And Dr. Eggdazadi is a wonderful surgeon and did so much for Caitlin. And so he and his family and his son, that goes to the New City School, they put on a fundraiser several weeks ago, and we got to be a part of it. We were so, so happy about that, and kind of got to talk about the song that we wrote and then what they're still doing for the Heart Center at Children's Hospital.
Well, here and now. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean for you? Or does that mean that Erin Bodie's in the here and now? What does it mean?
Yes, I think it means that, and I think it just kind of, I think that, we live in the here and now, despite the fact that we oftentimes think about the past quite a bit, or we may worry about the future. Really, the here and now is kind of the only thing we can control.
Well, I think your future looks pretty good. Here and now, I really like the sound. It's different and exciting. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter talking with St. Louis singer Erin Bodie about her new album, Here and Now. Bodie will perform next Thursday, the 28th, at the Kirkwood Summer Station Concerts, and she'll be opening for the rock duo Air Supply on Friday, the 29th, at the Family Arena. Monday on St. Louis On the Air, we'll have Jason Rosenbaum's first report from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. We'll also take a look at a new magazine that covers the lower Midwest, and we'll hear the next installment of the We Live Here podcast featuring stories from the inaugural Storytelling Night with Herb Arts and Second Tuesdays. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Kim Oswalt. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.